welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for July 15th comes from Joshua 22. At the end of Joshua 21, we read an assurance that all of Yahweh's promises had finally been fulfilled. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. Joshua 21, verse 45. This remarkable summary of Israel's conquest carries two important implications. First, this passage teaches that, technically speaking, the covenant promises Yahweh had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning the land of Canaan are here fulfilled in totality. Yahweh has officially made Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky, Deuteronomy 10, verse 22, and has given them the land of Canaan. From this point on, then, Israel would keep or lose the land based on their own obedience. Second, now that the Israelites have finished their conquest in the land, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh are finally permitted to return to their inheritances east of the Jordan. From here, we read that the eastern tribes built for themselves an altar of witness in Joshua 22, verses 10 through 34, a story where both sides come off looking very good. For the part of the 10 tribes of Israel, they are admirably incensed when they mistakenly believe that the eastern tribes have already slipped into false worship by creating a false altar in Joshua 22, verse 19. Rather than becoming defensive about the misunderstanding, the eastern tribes patiently plead their case, calling Yahweh himself as their witness in Joshua 22, verses 22 through 23. The three eastern tribes had built the altar as a witness to their children after them that they did indeed have a portion with the other tribes who dwelt west of the Jordan, in Joshua 22, verses 24 through 29. Neither side acted from ego or pride, but out of jealousy for the glory of Yahweh. They were willing to go to war if necessary, Joshua 22, verse 12, but they rejoiced and blessed God when they discovered the truth. Joshua 22, verses 31 through 34. This is a model for the zeal that Christians ought to have for the peace and purity of the church. Sometimes, Christians fail to promote the peace of the church by fighting for the sake of fighting, making mountains out of mere altars of witness, and refusing to listen carefully to our brothers and sisters in Christ. But other times, Christians fail to protect the purity of the church by tolerating sin in our midst or backing away from controversy out of a desire for peace at any cost. In fact, Jesus does not give us the option of erring toward either side. On the one hand, Jesus prays that his people would be unified as one church in John 17, verses 20 through 23. But on the other hand, Jesus prays that we would be sanctified in God's truth, in John 17, 17. To which side do you err? What would pursuing peace and purity mean in your situation? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's one of the best ways you can support this podcast, and you can leave your review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.